Support for KXCV KRNW comes from our many members and from corporate underwriters. You can support public radio while reaching our loyal listeners by sponsoring programming on KXCV KRNW. If your business or organization is interested in learning more about underwriting, contact Sam Mason at 660-562-1163.
Good afternoon. Time is 5:59. I'm Michaela Brady with an update of your local forecast. It is currently 82 here in Maryville, 81 in Chillicothe, and 82 in St. Joseph. Tonight, there is a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., with a low around 64. Tomorrow, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, with a high near 77. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 57. Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high near 76. This is 90.5 FM KXCV Maryville and 88.9 KRNW Chillicothe, and on the web at kxcv.org. KXCV time is now 6 o'clock, and we head out to Carson Sports Grill for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Alongside Matt Gorder, I am John Coffey, and we have to our left here Karen Lawrence, who's helping us out, as well as our sideline reporter for this year, Brian Elliott, who's going around and heading out a lot of the slips for the prizes that we have to give out during our show this evening as well. So again, that is all coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, Matt Gorder, I am John Coffey, and Matt, we are coming off another great weekend. It all started last Thursday, Bearcat football team with their home opener, and a good win over Washburn.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's been an amazing start to the athletic season for Northwest Missouri State. You've got several teams that have performed well. You saw cross country, the men take first, women take second in their first meet. Football, as you mentioned, off to a 2-0 start. Volleyball off to an 8-0 start for just the third time in program history. The last two times, 1980, 1984, that occurred. And you see a 2-1 start for the soccer team. And the two wins were home games that they had to play away from home because it's been raining so much and the pitch is just way too wet. So, yeah, it's just been a great start to the fall season. And typically when you see that, that really carries over throughout the rest of the year. So let's hope it's going to be that way.
When you talk about a volleyball team, I think one thing that's real nice about that, they finally had a chance in the non-conference portion of their season to host a weekend tournament, going in with Missouri Western on that, and they had a big match, well, several this weekend, but the one against Rockhurst, the nationally ranked team that came in undefeated and pulled off an exciting five-set win.
Yeah, you know, they ended up with 2 5-set matches in the 4 matches that they played over the weekend. That Rockhurst one you're talking about being one of them. The other one was Minnesota State Mankato. And what was neat about that is not just being at home, but the crowd was amazing. It was electric in both of those matches. And those fifth sets, I was trying to think back, and the only time I can think in recent history that was that exciting was when they beat Washburn, when Washburn was number one, you know, maybe five, six, 7 years ago, something like that, at Bearcat Arena. And that was exciting, but, you know, these were huge matches. Rockhurst was ranked 24th at the time when Northwest beat them, and the crowd was electric, and the players fed off of that. They really appreciated that, and hopefully that's something that'll carry on once they get into the MIAA portion of the season.
And for the soccer team, you talked about the wet conditions last week, forcing them to move down to St. Joseph. Well, they got to do it again tomorrow. They've got Missouri Western scheduled to come to Maryville tomorrow afternoon for Friday afternoon, I guess, which is tomorrow. This week, the way the week's gone, but they've had to move that back down to St. Joseph, play at Sprass Stadium again. The Bearcat pitch is taking an awful lot of rain this week.
Yeah, and, you know, the reason they're having to move those down there is they do have turf down there. And, of course, the Bearcat pitch is natural grass, which, you know, a lot of soccer players prefer to play on the natural grass. But the one thing you do run into when it rains as much as it has over the last couple of weeks here in Maryville just saturates that field. And, you know, it's not just worrying about tearing up the field, but the safety of the players as well. When the field is that wet and that soggy, it's just not safe. So they'll head down and play back down at Spratt Stadium again and play on the turf down there and hopefully pick up another victory.
You know, tonight we've got a special treat on hand. Talk a little bit about some of the things that go on behind the scenes and also another aspect of Bearcat football games, home games, that people really appreciate is the Bearcat Marching Band. We'll be featuring the marching band here tonight, and they put all kinds of work into making that game day environment something very special. It's going to be neat to be able to talk a little bit about that tonight.
You know, it sounds like we're biased, but it really is the best band we see wherever we go, and we go a lot of places, and I don't mean by just a little bit. It's by a wide margin. You know, most of the places we travel to, about half the stands will clear out at halftime, you know, and go find something to do, but it doesn't happen at Bearcat Stadium because there's quality entertainment at halftime, and that's really neat. You know, not just for the students, not just for the people watching, just the all-around experience. I don't know. It's kind of tough to explain when you look at an all-around experience of a game and an atmosphere, and then you look at the pep band during basketball games and things like that, and the athletes really appreciate that much, and I don't think they consciously think, I'm going to play harder because the atmosphere is better. But they do, you know. And so when you've got that type of entertainment at halftime to keep the atmosphere up, so coming out in the third quarter, everybody's still pumped up and ready to go, I think that's an important part of getting the second half started off right.
And really it starts in the pregame at the Bearcat Zone, where they really get the fans pumped up there, and it's a tradition with their march into the stadium and around the track before they get going on the pregame. So it's just, again, something that I think it's great that we're having an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah, and you know, I like the way that they're loose and relaxed. You know, so many bands just, you see them walking in the straight line. There's been times I've been down when they're coming into the stadium. I'm not really sure what direction to go, but they're enjoying it. They're having fun, and that means the crowd's going to have fun right along with them.
And we'll also talk about something behind the scenes that is good, too, with the academic success coach, as Ashley Frijon will join us in a little bit as well, and talk about what goes on to make sure that it truly is student-athletes that we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and that's why student comes first in the student-athlete, and you've been hearing a lot about, in recent years, the academic success of all of the teams. You know, I know one thing that caught on big and got some national attention with the football team are the stickers that they've got on the back of the helmets for those guys with 3.25 or higher GPAs. You know, it's a kind of a graduation cap. It's got their GPA, what they're studying, and their academic advisor. And so guys that have earned that opportunity, it's because of the work they do and the help they get from people like Ashley and her staff to make sure that, because they don't have a lot of time to work on academics, you know. You talk about time management, things like that, and that's where Ashley and her staff come into play.
They've got a great show on hand tonight. We'll be talking with Northwest Director of Athletic Bands, Dr. Caden Strickland. Again, we talked about Ashley being with us as well. We'll have drum major Dalton Heberman and a color guard and co-captain Jessica Buckley. We'll be talking with a couple of the students. Then we'll turn our attention to football. Northwest starting quarterback Kyle Zimmerman will be with us. And Northwest head football coach Adam Durrell will be here tonight. We'll talk about their wins so far this season and a look ahead toward the weekend. A big family day weekend coming up and Nebraska Kearney on hand. All that's coming up during our program here this evening. Support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. As mentioned a little bit earlier, Ryan Daly's been going around handing out some of the entry slips here, and we will have some prizes we'll be giving out way to those here in attendance at Carson Sports Grill tonight. So again, when we come back, we'll be joined by the Northwest Director of Athletic Bands, Kenny Strickland. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. And as we talked a moment ago, we're going to talk marching band. They're there before the game. They're there at halftime. Well, they're there throughout the game. And the director of the marching band, Katie Strickland, joining us. And Katie, just talk about the work you guys do. You know, we always talk with the coaches about fall camp, preparing for the season, things like that, getting ready for the first game. Talk about what you guys go through. You guys got a fall camp. You guys have preparation before you have that first show on the first home game.
We do. I don't know if I'm glad you asked that. I don't know if a lot of people know how much work these kids put into what they do, but we start about a week and a few days before classes begin is when the first wave of kids roll in, and that's our student leadership, which is a group of about 20 kids who are section leaders, a flute section leader, clarinet, color guard section leaders, our drum majors. And then we have people who manage our uniform inventory, our instrument inventory. I'm really the only faculty member assigned to the group. So those kids roll in about a week before classes, and everybody else starts coming in waves. The Sunday, that's a week before classes, the drummers and the color guard is the flags, they roll in. And then the new members to the band come in on Tuesday, and then on the Thursday before classes begin is when the full band is there for the first time. And we play all the way up until freshman convocation on Sunday night before classes, and then Monday, first day of classes, we start rehearsals, and we rehearse 4:10 to 5:15, an hour and 5 minutes, short and sweet, 5 days a week, and then into games and hopefully out through playoffs and national championships and things like that.
Are there even preparations before that when you talk about preparing the show, deciding on music for the color guard routines, different things like that?
Absolutely. You know, the color guard captains, Caroline and Jessica, do a great job. They do all their own choreography. I select the music for them across the course of the summer, and we send those things out, and folks start planning. Some of our percussion parts need to be written. We've had student help with that in the past. We're lucky this year that Carson is doing some work for us, actually. He has some drumline experience and is writing some parts for us. And then, you know, this year, the planning for just an influx of numbers, we had the purchasing that comes ahead of these folks to get ready for them. And then the raincoats and instrument inventory and music and all that sort of stuff. It's something that happens throughout the summer.
What's the process of picking out, like, what music will be used each year?
Well, you know, I go about it two ways. One is at the end of each season, I send the kids a survey and ask them, you know, what do you want to play? Anybody got some suggestions? Sometimes that gets interesting with what we get back. But, you know, kids have great taste in music, and they listen to all different kinds of music. And I go searching for what they like and what I know will also push our kids, but will be fun, have a good time, things that I know the student section will get into, because we have a lot of support from them, which we're really grateful for. But then the stuff that all the generations on the home side are going to enjoy,
yeah.
And then the school songs. So we just try to mix it up, and, you know, kids will send me suggestions. One of our drum majors, Dalton, sends me links every few weeks and say, you know, hey, take a look at this. What do you think about the way this sounds? And so it's kind of a teamwork thing. I pick some of it, they give me suggestions, and we go from there.
You usually do right around 10 minutes, give or take, depending on the show. All the movements and the exact positioning and stuff like that, how long does it take to prepare that part of it?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the things that people who aren't necessarily marching band people don't really understand, and that's why that's a great question, because these kids, you want to talk about multitasking. So, you know, if you're out on the field at halftime, you're playing the music, usually most of the time memorized. So they have the time that goes into that. And then they're marching their spot. So it's where am I going and how many counts does it take me to get there? Both of those things. And then once I get there, am I in line? Am I in form with everybody else? And do I have to adjust and all that sort of stuff? So how long does it take? You know, usually at the beginning of a season, it moves a little slower. For example, our opener for the first show this year had 19 different sets, 19 different positions that everybody went to as a group, and it took us about a week and a half to get that in, which is pretty quick. But then by comparison, we added a new tune I think on Monday, and the kids had it down by Tuesday afternoon.
Wow.
That was 8 sets. It was shorter, but yeah, they, you know, as the year goes on, they just start. They're pretty amazing.
When you talk about practices and things like that, are you just basically working through the show, or what does a typical practice run?
You know, we do a lot of things. It's like I said, it's a short amount of time. It's 1 hour and 5 minutes. So we try to hustle from one thing to the next, and it can be a combination. You know, we always start out with a warm-up, just like any athletic team would, you know, or stretching and getting ready for playing and to play well. But then, you know, we'll stand and play through some of the tunes that we'll play in the stands or stuff that we'll play in Bearcat Zone and just work on music for a little while. And we do all this out on the parking lot, Lot 62 on campus. And then we'll move into rehearsing and polishing, you know, this drill or that drill, openers or closers, the first tune, the last tune for halftime shows. And then pregame, you know, things like we don't run out of the tunnel yet because we haven't had time to get into the stadium and practice the tunnel run. So everything that leads up to that, spelling out the NWMSU and make sure those lines are straight and they really spell NWMSU. And the cats, we spell out the cats and the shift to those things and just trying to get those things as polished as we can. So, you know, sometimes we can go through a bunch of different phases of things that we're practicing in that 1 hour and 5 minutes.
You talk about the NWSU. It sounds like you guys aren't far off from being able to spell out Northwest Missouri State University with the size of the band. You've really got to be proud about the numbers that you guys have this
year. You know, it's amazing. We are so lucky. I am so lucky to have the job that I have and to be in a place that kids, first of all, want to come to, because, you know, a lot of our sister institutions and a lot of marching bands across the country pay their members. I mean, that's a standard thing that a lot of places do. And we don't, but our kids come to us anyway because they want to be here. And that's a really great thing for our school. That says a lot for us, I think. So, you know, that influx, I think, has a lot to do with a lot of factors, but it was a wonderful surprise. We ended last year at about 135 members, and right now we have 175.
Well, we said it at the beginning of the show. People think we're biased when we say it, but, you know, we see a lot of bands, John and I do, when we travel around, and it's not even close, you know. It's like you wonder sometimes why some bands are even making the effort, where you guys keep people in the stands at halftime. You get people in early. Is there a lot of pride in that, in knowing that you're providing such quality entertainment?
Oh, yeah. You know, when students, I'm a music faculty on campus, and when students come to take tours, juniors and seniors in high school, and they're interested in the marching band, and they stop by my office to meet with me with their parents, one of the things that I say to them is, you know, all the logistics, we do this, we do that, we offer music scholarships, whatever. But then I say, the thing you got to understand is this is a campus that loves its band, and it's not like that everywhere. We're lucky. You know, we have shirtless Bearcats that paint BMB on their shoulder and chant our name when we come off the field. We have a student section that stays in their seats for halftime. You don't see that everywhere,
no,
right?
No.
And, you know, we're so fortunate, and I try to really push that with the students. Fortunate, but also, you know, they work hard, and they're deserving. And so I'm glad that people care about what we do.
Well, keep up the good work. I know we're looking forward to more great performances, and I'm sure this weekend will be one of the same.
It will. We're bringing in alumni band and family weekend and all the above.
And before I let you go, you guys do have a fundraiser that's going on as well.
We do. Thanks for asking about that. We're helping out a high school band in South Louisiana called Santa Maw High School that was flooded out in the recent 1,000-year flood down in Louisiana, and they pretty much lost everything. They have 3 feet of water in their band room. So they're in need of instruments and everything else. So we're selling some T-shirts, and we're doing a pancake fundraiser. So you can check it out on the Bearcat Marching Band Facebook page and help us out if you can.
You know, we've had a good tie with Louisiana. Maryville, I remember, you know, with Eunice. Teamed up, kind of became a sister city with Eunice when Katrina went through, and we delivered a bunch of toys down there because it was right around Christmas time, you know. And so hopefully this is as successful as that was, because obviously, that's a very important need.
They need it.
All right. Katie, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That is Katie Strickland, the director of the marching band at Northwest Missouri State University. And when we come back, We're going to talk about the student side of the student athletes at Northwest Missouri State. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. I was kicked in the shin a moment ago here by Ryan, reminding me that I've got stuff that I need to be giving away, or announcing anyway, that he can give away. So I've got a couple of winners here. Pam Willis is our first winner of the evening, and our second winner is Jenna Rook. So if Jenna's still here, yep, I'm guessing she is right over there. See Ryan, he's got prizes for you from the student body. We are at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show. And as we talked just before the break, we hear student-athlete a lot, so that student side is very important. And one of the people important to that side is Ashley Prejean, the academic success coach out of the Talent Development Center on campus. And
yep.
I guess the title kind of explains it, but I didn't have a lot of academic success, so maybe tell us a little bit about what you guys and your office does for not just the student-athletes, but students in general.
Absolutely. So we have various programs that come out of the TDC, and like you said, any student on campus can utilize these services. They're all free, which is great. But our big mission is to hook them up with resources that they need to be successful in any of the classes that they're taking. So we offer one-on-one tutoring. We offer supplemental instruction, which is student-led group. We have a student-athlete success program, which are student-athletes who need a little bit of extra help in the classroom. And then we also have an academic coaching program, which works with students who are on academic probation or come into Northwest conditionally admitted.
And you spoke the other night to the athletes, and one of the things that you mentioned that kind of shocked me a little bit, but you say the biggest problem is that students just don't ask for help. It's there, they just need to ask.
Absolutely. And one of the neat parts about having the Student Athlete Success Program, I have two graduate assistants that are solely dedicated to student athletes. And one of the nice things about that is if we have those students that we see are struggling and they aren't asking for help, a lot of coaches here will require our services for them. And so we serve students in all capacities where we are working with students who come in and say, look, I'm struggling in this particular area. But then when they're not being advocates for themselves, the coaches step in and say, look, you're going to have to utilize these services until you get back on track.
If a student is kind of struggling and they come in, kind of take me through the process that you guys will go through with that student.
Absolutely. So they come in and we first really just sit down with them and get into every single class that they're registered in. We look at their Northwest Online site, which shows us their grades, shows us what they assignments they have coming up. They are given the opportunity to ask us for help on specific things that they know they need help with. And then we hook them up to resources if we aren't able to help them. So if they're just struggling in a particular class, we might hook them up with a tutor who excels in that area. Or they might just need mentoring, and they might need some accountability. And a GA that works for the SAS program is going to step in and say, look, you're going to meet with me once a week. We're going to get you organized for the week, and then we're going to work on your homework so that I'm here with you so you can ask questions if you have any.
I know in recent years we've heard a lot, and it seems like it's growing, the academic success of the student-athletes here at Northwest. You've got a lot of honors, postseason honors for academics, and obviously the coaches and those student-athletes take a lot of pride in that. And then do you guys kind of in the background feel a little bit of pride because you're able to provide the help to make sure they are successful?
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's we do work with students who are struggling, but we also have students who come in and say, look, I have a C in the class and I don't like it. You know, I'm doing okay, but I don't like that. And I want to be All-American, or I want to be on an honors system. And so they come in, they get that help, and then are able to reach those personal goals.
Do you find as you kind of get information out about what you do that you do have more students that come in and ask?
Absolutely. And one of the nice things about the two graduate assistants that I have now is one of them works for the football team, Justin Malloy, and then Kelsey Lacey is actually still an athlete. She's using up the last year of her eligibility running track, and so they all know them. And so they feel much more comfortable staying at practice, hey, I'm struggling in this, let me know. Coaches feel a lot more comfortable saying, hey, I'm going to send you to talk to Kelsey, you know her.
Is there some time management stuff you guys work with too? Because obviously they spend so much time on the road for games and practices and things like that. How important is that part of it?
Absolutely. And with some of the guys, we'll end up meeting with them twice a week. And in that first appointment, that's all we're doing, is we're mapping out a study schedule for them. We're mapping out when assignments are due. We're mapping out when they're going to come back to the TDC and get tutoring. And then that second appointment of the week is when they're actually buckling down and getting homework assignments done.
All right, Ashley. Well, like I said, it seems like everything seems to be working because we're seeing a lot of those postseason awards, and I'm sure we'll continue to see that in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, Ashley. That's Ashley Prejean, the academic success coach out of the Talent Development Center on campus. Again, works with all students, but a very important part in helping out those student-athletes through the course of the year. Well, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with three students total, but one from the band and one from the color guard. We'll also hear from Kyle Zimmerman, the quarterback at Northwest Missouri State, coming up a little bit later on as well. We'll do it when we come back here on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
CBKRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, and tonight featuring the Bearcat Marching Band, among other things here. And with us right now is Drum Major Dalton Hepperman, along with Color Guard and Co-Captain Jessica Buckley. And guys, thanks for being with us on the program here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And let's just, first of all, talk a little bit about the game day experience and what you guys add to the game day experience. And it really starts just like the football team. You practice all week long for this opportunity. And how much work do you guys put in at to really put on the show like you do each and every Saturday during the home games?
Well, so Saturday morning, we start way, way early in the morning. Drumline usually gets there like 8 or 9, and then the band, 9 a.m., and we rehearse in the morning before the field is even, like, set up. Like, Athletic Grounds is out there setting up the field, and we're on it practicing. Then after that, we have some lunch and then get into our gear, and we parade up the block an hour before kickoff.
Yeah. And then, so that's like the day of, and then the week before, we have practice every day for about an hour, and then that's just the whole band, and then each section has their own individual sectionals where they practice as a section. So, like, color guard meets for an hour before the actual full band practice. So, like, we're putting in, like, 2 hours a day to get to this game day experience.
Okay, and I think one of the things that always amazes me, and you guys talk about how early you start on a Saturday for this, and really the energy level you have from the start when you're marching into the stadium to the pregame activities in the Bearcat zone, all the way to the end of the ballgame, your energy level is just incredible, it seems like to me.
Yeah, that's something we really pride ourselves on being able to do, and being able to do that is not something that everyone has. I mean, you can see it even sometimes, you know, the crowd leaves in the third quarter because we're beating the dirt, you know, into whatever team we're playing. But, I mean, we just love what we are doing so much, it's impossible to have a bad time doing it.
How much difference does it make, too, when the crowd appreciates you the way they really seem to appreciate you every home game?
Well, I mean, when you have those people who are cheering you on, it pumps you up more. So then we're able to give more spirit back to the team. So it's kind of like a back and forth, like, motion, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about what the two of you do individually. First of all, again, Jessica, as color guard and co-captain of the marching band, just talk about your duties through the weekend on game day.
So through the week, as co-captain, I help make up the routines that we do, and so we're making up the routines, we're teaching the routines, we're cleaning them to make sure all the flags look together, and then game day, it's kind of just going over that process again, making sure it's all where it needs to be.
And Dalton is drum major. What are some of the duties you have then?
Well, from a day-to-day basis, there's setup and teardown of rehearsal. I'm kind of more or less in charge of coordinating all the individual section leaders, making sure all of those people are on the same page and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then through rehearsal, you know, conducting the band is the majority of my visible responsibility. And then just, you know, providing a good positive environment for everyone to be a part of and have fun in and still get their work done.
Now, we talked a bit with this, Katie, talking about the numbers you guys have this year, 176 in the band. How much fun is that, having that big of a group to work with every day?
Well, it's so much more fun, and it's more people to get excited on game day. So it just, like, adds to the atmosphere. And just knowing that you're the largest recorded band for the school is, like, some internal pride, you know.
And does it allow you to do some things you might not be able to do if it's a smaller group there?
Oh, yeah. We're about to start our next halftime show, and I just saw the drill today. And the band is stretching from end zone to end zone. It's taking up the whole field. That's extraordinary. You can't do that with only just over 100 people. You have to have close to 200.
And you got the alumni coming back for the alumni band performance as well. How much fun will that be this Saturday?
Well, it's always fun to see your old friends and, like, add them into the atmosphere. And they love game day and they love being here. It's just great to add into that and hear, like, their school pride come back.
Now, Jessica, I also understand that you're a part of organizing this fundraiser for the band down in Louisiana on the high school level. It's lost a lot due to the flooding down there. And just talk a little bit about the fundraiser as well and what folks have that they can do coming up with that.
Yeah, we're selling some T-shirts. They're really cool. It says Hope on the back, and the O is the state of Louisiana outline. And so we're selling those, and we're also doing a pancake fundraiser just to get some funds for that, and you can find all the information about that on our Facebook page, Bearcat Marching Band.
And when is that pancake fundraiser?
The pancake feed is going to be Sunday, September 25th.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us. And, again, thanks again for really enhancing the game day atmosphere for everything that goes on campus on Saturdays when the Bearcats play football at home.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Oh, you betcha. Again, that is drum major Dalton Epperman and color guard and co-captain of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Marching Band, Jessica Buckley, is with us here this evening. We'll be back, and we will talk football. Joining us will be Kyle Zimmerman, quarterback for the Bearcat football team. Kyle will be with us right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk with the quarterback of the Bearcat football team, Kyle Zimmerman, I have a prize to hand out here. Is Gene Walling. If Gene's here tonight, he obviously was a little bit earlier, but Gene's still here. Come over and see Ryan and get your prize that we have here tonight during the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As mentioned, Kyle Zimmerman is with us, the quarterback of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. And Kyle, kind of got a rough group over there left here for the show here. It looks like, doesn't it?
Yep, offensive line over there. Just a great group of guys over there. Just glad to have them out here with us tonight.
How nice is that when you look at the MIAA stats and you see that they're at the top line as far as preventing sacks in the conference right now?
It's awesome. Those guys working, just working hard week in and week out. They put in a lot of time this offseason. Just gelling as a group, and you can tell our chemistry up front. Our offense starts with those guys, and they've done a tremendous job this far. We're just still trying to build on it. And just hats off to those guys, because they're really what makes this offense go.
2-0 so far on the season. You really have to like where you're at this particular juncture, and obviously there's still a lot of things to work on at this point. But off to a 2-0 start, putting 41 points on the board the first two games, and you have to feel good about that.
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. We've got off to a pretty good start. Obviously, last week there was some plays that we missed on the offensive end that we felt like we could have had a lot more points on the board in that game. The great thing about it is we're just able to build off that stuff right now, being able to just continue to gel as an offense, find our identity, and just continue to grow to where we want to be at the end of the year.
You're a senior in the program and getting your chance to start at quarterback in your senior year. Just talk about going through the program and getting your chance now as a senior and being patient to be able to get this opportunity.
For sure, definitely. I had a lot of great guys ahead of me with Trevor and Brady. Both those guys were great mentors to me. They taught me a lot of things about the offense, how to be a Bearcat, and just a lot about life in general. And it was just a great experience being behind those guys, just teaching me everything. But now that, I finally had my chance, I was just excited about this season. I put in a lot of work along with a lot of all these other guys on our team, and I was just excited about the opportunity in front of me this year.
Now, last year you had an opportunity in a number of games to get some snaps during those games. How important was that as far as being ready to go this year?
Oh, it was extremely important. It got me used to the feel of the games and stuff. I felt like I had that experience underneath my belt, even though it was only for plays here and there and stuff. But you know, it definitely gets you acclimated to the speed of the game. You're just out there looking at different coverages, different fronts by the defense, and it allows you to just get into a game feel of what to expect when you become the guy.
Now, you've talked about the offensive line and the great job they're doing for you. You've also got a pretty good core of wide receivers you can throw to as
definitely,
well.
Definitely. Those guys are phenomenal as well. So many different playmakers we have on the offensive end. Just getting the ball in those guys' hands as quickly as possible is, you know, really what we got to do, is because anytime those guys get the ball in their hand, they can go the distance. And they've been special all year, and we just look for more things to come from those guys.
I think the thing that makes that group special, too, is each of those guys seem to have a little bit of a different type of talent set that you can go to there.
For sure, definitely. They're all gifted in their own unique way, and that's what makes them special. You can't really, take away one thing because another guy has another thing that is tough to defend, and that's what makes them so special. And just their unselfishness as a group is something that I really look up to. None of them ever complain about not getting the ball enough in a game or not having 13, 14 catches like some of the other receivers in our league. We try to spread the wealth quite a bit. And those guys are just always, they're upbeat at practice. No one's ever complaining that the ball's not coming their way all the time. And they just realize that the bigger picture of this team right now.
And from a running back standpoint, you've got some pretty good guys behind you there as well.
For sure. I mean, we're just loaded at that position as well. So many different guys can step in. Phil, Cam, Jordan, all those guys have done a tremendous job for us, not only running the ball, hitting the holes and stuff, but in the pass protection. I don't think a lot of people understand how big those guys are in the pass protection. They got to step up and take some hits that not a lot of guys in this league would be willing to take, and they sacrifice their bodies for not only me, but for the betterment of this team, and I just can't appreciate that enough from those guys.
Every year is a different season, obviously, but you're coming off the national championship season a year ago, but it really seems like this group, in watching practice and watching everything you guys go through, it's still a very hungry group out there. What have been some of the things that the team is trying to do, especially the senior leadership, to ensure that this is going to be another season where you've got guys that are going after that same goal?
For sure. I mean, our motto we came up with, never settle. I think that just hits right on it. None of us are satisfied with what we did last year. We know what's ahead of us this year, and we could be a special group. And I think that's something that motivates us day in and day out during the off season. And then, honestly, a lot of the younger guys, they were hungry to be part of what happened last year. A lot of those guys didn't get a play. They wanted to compete for a spot this year and get on the field. And I feel like those guys pushing, the upperclassmen and stuff like that for their spots and stuff was really what made us, really compete at a high level this summer and into fall camp. So
let's talk a little bit about personally and some of the things that when you look at a school you wanted to go to. What drew you to Northwest Missouri State?
I wanted to go to a school that was all about family. I came from a high school that we harped on family a lot. And when I got up here, I never thought that I would be able to find that kind of atmosphere in a college locker room or college atmosphere. And Northwest Missouri State blew my expectations out of the water. And ever since I stepped on campus here, the coaches visited me at my school and my house. It just felt like the perfect fit for me, and I couldn't be more happy to be a Bearcat.
And as far as academics, Tucker, that side of things for you?
For sure. Academically, they had a major that I was interested in, business management and marketing. I actually have already graduated. I've started grad school this fall. So, the teachers have been tremendous, always there to help me when I need it. Always, supporting us out on game day. I see a lot of those teachers that I had in the classroom. They're just always been there for us, and that's what makes this place special. So many people are willing to reach out to you, even if it's your advisors and stuff.
Now, you talk about game day, and we talked about the game day atmosphere quite a bit during the show tonight, featuring the Bearcat marching band. But when you look at everything that's involved in the game day atmosphere at Northwest, how special is that when you come out, take the field, and you see the kind of crowd you get, you see the support from the Sooners, the band, and everything that sometimes when you go on the road, you just don't see that type of thing.
Yeah, it's special. Honestly, it's pretty breathtaking sometimes when you run out of that tunnel. You just see so many Bearcat fans just passionate about the football here that we have. You kind of just got to you know, you look up there, you soak it in for a couple minutes, and then you got to get ready to go. But it's awesome just seeing how many people in this community come out and support us. We definitely appreciate it, and you know, we can't thank them enough for everything they do for us.
Hey, you talked about family just a little bit ago. I know your family is very active as far as supporting you. Got a text from your aunt down in San Antonio during the first game. She wanted to make sure that we knew that she was listening. I think she was even in town last week for this. But they keep following pretty close as well, don't
for
they?
For sure, yeah. They're you know, they're definitely into the Bearcat Athletics, following me. They try to make it to as many games as they can. I know my parents, my sisters, they love the tailgate atmosphere. They're always tailgating, you know, 4 or 5 hours before the game. My grandma, she tries to make it to as many as games. My aunt, she listens to it all the time. She's been at a couple games. You know, it's about that family atmosphere that you talked about. And, you know, my family does a phenomenal job of supporting me and this team. And I can't thank him enough for that.
All right, well, Kyle, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
And that's the quarterback of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Kyle Zimmerman. When we come back, we will continue to talk football. The head coach of the Bearcats, Adam Durrell, will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips or at nvb.com. Or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got another winner here as Nina Turner is with us. And Nina is a winner. Nina Turner is a winner of a prize that we can get from Brian just over to our left here. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, with us now is the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Durrell, and AD. Off to a good start, 2-0 on the season. Can't beat that.
No, I appreciate it, John. Thanks. Yeah, we're doing some good things, and you know, the best part about it is you're winning, and our guys know, our coaches know, we still got a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of things that we can do better. But again, you would much rather have teachable moments after wins than losses. So yeah, I'm excited. I you know, I'm proud of our kids. I think we got a good group again, and they're working really hard, and I think they care about each other, and we're being unselfish, and that's a start. So yeah, there's a lot of good things that have come to this point, but we feel like, you know, we're excited to play against Saturday because we feel like there's a lot of things we can do better.
And you've had an opportunity to get a lot of players out on the field and get actual game experience in the first couple of games as well. And after going through a long summer, the fall practice and everything, it's always good to get those guys out and get some game experience early.
Yeah, it is, John. I think it just helps with their development, especially the young ones. It really helps with their development. It also helps those young guys that do get in there and make plays, you know, even if they're not necessarily – you know, pitching or catching or running the ball, you know, we grade everything. And so when the kid gets his grade back Sunday and he's graded out well, again, it's just, I think it really helps guys and develop our program. And I think we've had that luxury for so long to be able to play so many guys at a young age. It really helps, you know, it really helps with their growth when they get to be sophomores and juniors and seniors. So We're excited about being able to do that this far.
Now you're 2-0 with wins over a couple of pretty good programs as well. Emporia State, which was nationally ranked to start the season, and then Washburn, a very much improved team, and a good group that had some size out there last year.
Yeah, it is, John. We feel good. You know, starting with week one, we feel good about that win because anytime you go on the road, you know, playing a team that's fresh off, you know, their best season in program history and doing the things that they've done, playing in a hostile environment, a great crowd, great atmosphere that night. And so that first week of the season, just you're always anxious as a coach because there's so many unknowns. And so I thought we went down there, you know, we got hit in the mouth early and had some adversity, and I thought our guys responded well. And then go into Washburn last week. Anytime you play a team like Washburn that is as physical as they are on both sides of the football, on the offensive and defensive line, and you come out of there winning like we did, again, you've got to feel good about the nucleus of your football program. And I say nucleus, I'm talking about the offensive line and the defensive line and the tight ends. The, you know, to match up against a caliber of team like that and what they try to do, I think it tells you a lot about your football team.
And now you look ahead, you've got Nebraska Kearney on the way this weekend. UNK is part of family weekend activities. And UNK, a team that I think is still in a rebuilding phase. They've got an awful lot of young guys on their squad, but I think there's a lot of talented people there, but still it's a young group.
They're, you know, here's what I see from them right now. They do have a lot of young guys, but they also have, you know, pretty significant number of transfers still on their football team. You know, I look at them right now defensively. They're playing well on defense. It may not look like that to somebody who just peruses the statistics, but they're playing well on defense. They're going to cause us some big challenges. Their defensive line, I think, is very well coached, and they're rolling about eight guys deep on the defensive line, and they're big. I mean, you'll know when I know you're sitting there and you haven't seen the film, but you'll know what I mean when you get there on game day and while they pass the eyeball test and just doing a lot of, just being really fundamentally sound on defense. They're not giving up, you know, a bunch of big plays and doing things like that. They've just, you know, they had to play 105 snaps last week on defense, which is obviously tough on any defense. And then, you know, offensively, they've had their moments and they're just a couple plays away from here and there. So the thing that I like is it's easy to watch them and have respect for your opponent because they've got playmakers on offense. They have speed. You can see that they have speed. And then defensively, just their sheer size and their front seven. And then you look at their back end, they run really well in the back end. I mean, they've got a corner that is as good a looking corner as anybody in this league as far as his length and his ability to run. He was there last week. It's just a real, real solid player. So we're going to have a big challenge in front of us Saturday.
And their schedule, too, hasn't exactly been kind, opening up on the road with Missouri Western and then last week with Emporia State.
Well, you open with a team like Missouri Western on the road, and it looked to me that Missouri Western had some new faces in there. So, like us, you don't know what you're going to get first game of the season, so I'm sure that was a challenge on the road. And then it was just polar opposites because they open with a team like Missouri Western that smash mouth and then flip switches. And then they play Emporia State, who spread and threw the ball all over the place. And then defensively, they're more of a 30 type of pressure type defense for Missouri Westerns, and they were blitzing guys left and right. So, yeah, that's a tough two opening games for them.
And look at Nebraska Kearney again, a little bit of a Bearcat flavor with them, with Josh Emerson, head coach, and the coaching staff. There's a lot of guys that either you coached with or coached. Kind of talk about going into a matchup from that aspect.
Well, it can be challenging at times because, I mean, if you go through their staff, you've obviously got Josh, the head coach, and then defensively, obviously, you've got Coach Gordon, the DC, and then Shane Shade, the defensive line coach. And you got Jake Warwick, who's in Northwest Missouri State, the guy's their linebacker coach. So you've got three guys on defense, plus Aaron Terry. You know, Coach Boswick's nephew played here, great player for us. He helps on the D-line. He's a graduate. So you got four guys on defense that know you and know program. And they know your ins and outs of your offense. So it's a challenge. And then flip it over on the offensive side. Of course, Josh works with the offense. And then Joe Holtzclaw's the offensive line coach and offensive coordinator. So it can be challenging. It really can because you there's always little things in your program and the nuts and bolts of your offense and defense that most people don't know, but those guys know it. So there's things you got to do each year you play them, and you got to change things up a little bit. You got to change up your snap count and change up your calls on special teams and stuff like that, just so they, you know, they don't know what you're doing every snap.
Well, you always like to see guys from your program go on to have a little bit of success, but probably not too much this weekend.
No, it's one of those things. I had to deal with the paper people this week, and it's like, I think it's hard for some people to understand. It's like when you have that type of relationship that you have with those guys, and you've been through what we've been through in our program, the ups and the downs, I care tremendously for those guys. I want those guys to win every game other than one. And yeah. I mean that. And I think I said to you last year, you'd probably be surprised how much we all talk with each other after we play, because then you start having cross-references on games. And so, you know, we'll call them and pick their brain a little bit about, like, Missouri Western. And, you know, they'll call us and pick our brain about Washburn and stuff like that. So, I look at it. It's hard. It really is. This week's hard. But I always look at it as a plus moving forward, because – couple things. I think it speaks to our program that there's so many former Northwest players that are out coaching. I think that talks a lot about what Mel and Scott and guys like Bart Tatum meant to us, and they had such a profound impact on our life that we all wanted to go coach. And so I think it's great for the university, and then for us, us guys to be friends and be in the same league, it is challenging on game day.
Now, this weekend, standing room only crowds expected, with family weekend activities going on. And I know you've really made family weekend a special part of your program.
Yeah, we try to, each year. And it's, again, we try to, one of the things that I want to always do in our program is just to let the new kids and the new people in our program know who Coach Boswick was. And we try to do that this week and educate them. And, I know today Coach Wright was telling us funniest Coach Boswick story, and there's a lot of them. It is hard to pick one, and most of them I can't talk about on the air, but he meant so much to our program and the community, and he was such a great coach, but he did it the right way, I think, and he had fun, and he loved kids. And, you've heard me say that before. That's the one thing I think outsiders only saw, his intensity on game day, but Scott cared about kids. He really, really cared about kids. He always went out of his way to make sure kids knew that, and knew that him and Sue were there to help them if they needed that. So it's important that we remember that. And, obviously we wear the red pall in honor of him. And if you don't know the story on that, it was it was when I was playing. The defensive guys were having a hard time seeing him on the sideline and his signals. And so I think he grabbed his nephew's red hat, who happened to be there at the game. And ever since then, he wore a red hat so people could see him. And then the black jerseys that we wear, he always, as an assistant, always wanted to have an alternate jersey. he always was on Mel about that. And so, obviously, when he became head coach, that was one of the first things he said, we're getting black jerseys. And so, so we try to do those two things to obviously remember him and just remember his spirit and what he brought to our program each and every day, because he brought a lot.
Boy, he'd love to alter into jerseys now, wouldn't he, with what you guys
have? Oh, yeah, I think he would. I think he would be proud of that. I think he'd think it's cool. And he was always trying. He was such a great recruiter, and he was always looking at ways to recruit student-athletes. And then he was very creative with that. He really was. And he was always thinking about how can we do this and how can we do that, whether it was from – what we were doing with the stadium and how we were doing our recruiting visits. I know he was one of those guys that wasn't a guy that, won a national championship one year and then was going, well, we've arrived, let's just do everything the same way. And I know I learned a lot from him. We talk about that a lot as coaches. He was always trying to find a way to, hey, how can we get better? And he wasn't afraid to try new things, which I always thought was cool.
All right, well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us here tonight. And, again, good luck for you on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much.
That's Adam Dorle, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll be back and wrap things up on tonight's show right after this time out, as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131, or in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap up things for this evening. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast here tonight. We'll be back again next Thursday for another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Don't forget, coming up Saturday, Bearcat football. And that's why the broadcast of the Northwest Nebraska Kearney matchup, it will be a 1:30 kickoff in Bearcat Stadium. We'll be on the air at 12:30 with Bearcat Game Day. Again, thanks for everyone involved with the program. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Comedian Hari Kondabolu often makes jokes about race. He says he understands why that topic makes some people uncomfortable.
When you question white people about race, they fold because they're not used to those discussions. The rest of us, we've had to get used to constantly answering those questions.